my name is Mary. I am calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Okay, what's that about?
Mostly are about the upcoming elections, the presidential ones and the ones for Miami.
Okay.
So, in this case, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I'm very definitely going to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or independent, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. What is your main racial background?
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm over 70.
Thank you very much. And don't worry. I'm not going to put the number in. We just have a specific ranges,
right.
And I will allocate you accordingly. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Well, you know, I really can't say too much about that, because I just moved here, so I really don't know what was before. I know the housing is really bad, and, you know, people, especially for seniors, and what else can I say? So I don't know. I guess I'd say they could do better.
Okay. But would you lean to going in the wrong track based on your answer, or no?
I don't think they're going in the wrong track because, you know, I don't know what, you know, they are trying to alleviate some problems, but they just take them too long to do it.
Okay.
I guess if so many people moved in, you know, they can't help everybody.
I understand. Don't worry. Thank you so much. Okay, moving forward. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? The options are floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, growth and overdevelopment, corruption in city government, property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Do I have a choice or only going to pick one?
Yeah, you can only pick one.
Oh, shoot.
I understand. It is a tough decision.
Yeah, let's see. I guess I'm going to have to say housing.
For housing, it's affordable housing?
Affordable housing, yes.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Okay, the first name on the list is Manolo Reyes.
I think isn't he running for sheriff? I think I've heard of his name. Yes, I've heard his name. Yeah.
Well, remember, if you don't feel comfortable giving an opinion because you consider you don't know much about them or you have never heard about this person.
Oh, I've heard of them, yes. I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, so would you say you have a favorable opinion about Manolo Reyes or unfavorable opinion about him?
I don't know anything about him, so
okay.
I'm neutral.
Yeah, okay. All right, I understand. Next name on the list is Daniela Levine Cava.
Oh, definitely favorable. That person. That's the first politician. No, I met the mayor from Miami first, but she was the second politician I met when I first moved down here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say very favorable or
very favorable? Very favorable.
Next name on the list, Damian Pardo.
Damian who?
Damian Pardo.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Next name, Joe Carvalho.
Joe? Oh, I've heard of him. I've heard of him. And he messed up with him. I don't know, because he was messed up with some, I don't know. Isn't he the one that's been indicted or something? But I don't know. I think that's the one. I don't know. Hey, he, you know.
Okay. Don't worry. Next name on the list, Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next name on the list, Francis Suarez.
Very favorable. That's the first politician I met, Sarah Suarez.
Then Kamala Harris.
Oh, that's very favorable.
Okay. Next name, Christine King.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Aileen Higgins.
Never heard of him.
Okay. And Miguel Gabela.
Okay, never heard of him.
Okay, thank you very much. So, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris, the Democrat nominee.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
I'm definitely voting for her.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will be now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum.
Okay.
The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor?
Oh, I'll vote yes on that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes in favor.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. Just before I continue, this referendum and the next one that I will read are actually, as it says, a revise or an amendment they are trying to do to an existing project that was already approved. So we are not talking about the original, just the additions or the changes or the modifications they are asked for Watson Island. That just a little bit of context, because I know you're new in the city.
Right, and I don't know where you're talking about or what area you're talking about, so I wouldn't know what's going on. So I would, that's rude, I can't answer that.
Don't worry. Watson Island, it is a small island that is very close to on the MacArthur Causeway, and near to the Biscayne Bay as well. Just as a reference.
You know, at this juncture, if they haven't finished it, and everything is going to be flooded over in the next 50 years, they might as well forget it.
Okay. Don't worry. But I will read you the two referendums and to be honest with you, pretty much half of the following questions after these two will be related to the third referendum. There will be like extra five questions, but we're still a few questions ahead. So,
okay.
For this one, Shall Miami Charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for the residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving binding and requiring, returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing to $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I'd probably say yes.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I'll probably vote yes.
Thank you. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive binding and authorize at no cost to city, $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you.
There's no cost to Miami.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes?
I'll probably vote yes.
Thank you. All right, as I mentioned before, the reminder of this survey will focus on this third referendum.
Right.
That you were just asking about. So, you will now be giving some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of them. First component.
Okay.
All of this at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Do you approve or disapprove this component?
Wait a minute. No cost to the city or taxpayers. I'll approve.
Yes. Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. A $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Approve.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve.
I approve.
Mm-hmm. Allowing open space to be included in the project.
Yeah, we need businesses to attract people that want to move there. So, yes, I'll approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I somewhat approve. I wouldn't ask you to put strongly because you need businesses to attract people to move there. Yes, strongly approve.
Thank you. Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
I have no idea about that, so I'll say somewhat.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I'll somewhat approve.
Thank you. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants and appraise fair market value.
I approve. I definitely approve. Sounds strongly approve.
Thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development.
I strongly approve on that. Yes, they need to slow up.
Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums.
I don't, timeshares are kind of problematic. But I mean, if they want to keep it timeshare, but they shouldn't be forced to make it condominiums. So I'll say somewhat approved.
Okay, thank you very much. And now you will be giving a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants and a waterfront promenade and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms that voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preference for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes, I'm in favor. Why you put it that way?
Would you say definitely yes or probably?
Definitely yes.
Thank you. All right. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Well, it's not coming out of taxpayers' money. And they're going to give back money to the city, and they're going to have, you know, affordable housing, you know, somewhat affordable housing, and they're going to improve the area, you know, that they're going to, and wherever this place is.
Okay. Thank you. Give me just a moment. Thank you. Okay, so you will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First statement, this proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. So is this argument convincing or not convincing to vote against?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Okay. Thank you. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford.
See, that's the thing. I don't know where this area is. I don't know how they're building, what they're building. Are they tearing down stuff to build this area up, or if this area is just a clear place and they're going to build it up? See, that's the thing. I don't know anything about it. So I really can't say, well, I just have to say what's the last one you said, no difference.
Okay. Yeah, no difference. If that will make no difference for you.
Make no difference because I have no idea where the area, you know, what's
okay.
What's the area.
All right. Okay, next one. This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets.
Who knows? That's the thing. Wow. At this juncture, I don't care. No difference. Hey.
Okay.
Get away with it. Get away with it. That's what everybody's been doing for the longest anyway.
Thank you for your answer. This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for wealthy that average Miami resident will not be able to afford.
That I do, yeah. That does make a difference. If that statement is true. See, that's the thing. I don't know if that statement is true because I don't know anything about this project and, you know, and what's going to be the outcome. So you really can't say, you know, this. So, well, no difference. Hey. Got that? No difference.
Yeah, I mean, would you say that these are very convincing, it is a convincing argument to vote no against, or is not convincing to vote no against?
Not, I won't vote against it, right. That's not a convincing element of the, you know, the development, because I don't know what it entails.
In that case, would you say not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. Thank you. And you will now be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First argument, this proposal will result in less overall development that voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built. Would you say it is a convincing reason or not convincing to vote yes in favor?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Okay. Next one. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. So this is a convincing reason or not convincing to vote in favor?
Oh, convincing reason.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
Somewhat convincing. I'm not a beach person.
This proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And last one. This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
Very convincing.
Thank you. All right. So, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Oh, I would definitely vote yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting yes or probably voting yes?
Definitely voting yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College with a four-year degree.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Okay. You have a blessed day and stay safe. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.